With your latest edition of the Newcastle Bulletin, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that Jamal Lewis says he can handle the constant scrutiny that comes with playing for Newcastle United. The Northern Ireland international has been a big part of the team that has enjoyed the best start to a Premier League campaign since 2013. However, the campaign to date hasn't been without criticism. When asked about life inside the bubble that is Newcastle United, Lewis said, "I think that's what a footballer wants. You want fans to be honest with you. If you know you haven't had a great game or the team's not performing well, you've got to deal with that because the fans are so passionate, you have to allow them to voice their opinion." Well, moving on, and Alan Shearer has hit out at the treatment of Joe Linton by Newcastle, feeling the Brazilian has been hard done by. Joe Linton made a name for himself at Hoffenheim as a supporting forward, but was handed the iconic number 9 shirt after completing a club record £40 million move to St James's Park. The 24-year-old has found it difficult to adjust to life in the Premier League, but since moving position to allow Callum Wilson to play as a more traditional number 9, Joe Linton's performances have improved, and Shearer believes that the problems Joe Linton has experienced has given a bit of power back to manager Steve Bruce when it comes to transfers, whilst he also says he feels sorry for Joe Linton having not asked to wear the number 9 shirt and not asked for the massive price tag that has been placed upon him. Finally today, and Newcastle won't have to face new Manchester United signing Edinson Cavani this weekend. The Uruguay international has signed up with United on a 2-year deal, but has yet to complete quarantine protocols, so won't be available this weekend. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.